Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 12:38. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm Shaletta Brundage, the host of this show. Al Shock is in the newsroom with the latest on news, weather, and information impacting you and your family. And Lindsey Brown is at the historic WCCO Radio studios, making sure our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I am so happy about my next guest. I've been trying to talk to this lady for weeks, and she is finally here. Malia Becker is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for making some time for me today, girl.
Hi, Shaletta. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, now, like me, you write, you're a columnist, your work is amazing. I love it because it's practical. It helps us in our everyday life. And the one thing that you are talking about now is holiday shopping. Who doesn't want to talk about holiday shopping, girl? Everybody. We're all loving it, and whether we are buying gifts or receiving gifts. But your holiday shopping story has a little bit of a twist. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I am shopping secondhand this year. And this is something I'm doing because shopping secondhand is so great for the environment. And the organization I work for, the Center for Biological Diversity, is a conservation organization. So we're all about the environment. We're all about wildlife. And my role is focusing on a project called Simplifying the Holidays. So we are talking about the holidays all year round, but this is definitely when things ramp up. And really encouraging folks to get back to, you know, connecting with our loved ones. And maybe that is through gifts, but there are ways to do it that are really beneficial for the environment. So shopping secondhand is a great way to get items back into circulation, extending their lifespan and keeping items out of landfills and incinerators. And of course, shopping secondhand is also more affordable. So that's a big reason for me. I am still a young adult, don't have, you know, the bank to be buying a ton of new gifts. So it's been kind of an interesting and fun experiment for me to try to get creative, shop in new ways, and really dig into what the Twin Cities has to offer in terms of thrift stores, vintage stores, and antique shops.
Okay, now you have to tell me what that experience is like, because until I read your article, shopping secondhand was not on my bingo card. But once I read it, it made perfect sense. So tell us, as you've gone about trying to do this, trying to be more environmentally friendly, saving a few dollars, shopping secondhand for the people you love, what's that experience been like? Because for me, I'm like, okay, send me the link to what you want. I'm going to go on Target.com. I'm going to get the stuff. It's going to get delivered to the house. I don't have to leave the house. And then it's a wrap. And then I wrap it up and give it to you. But and that's the easy thing to do. This takes a little bit more work, Malia.
Yeah, it does in some ways. And I think in others, it's really an opportunity to get to know, you know, Minneapolis. I live in South Minneapolis, and there are tons of great thrift stores just, you know, within walking distance. So it's been a really cool opportunity to say, oh, you know, on my mom's wish list, you know, she had a vase that she loved for years, and it cracked. So she's been looking for or wanting a replacement. And that's something that a lot of vintage stores have great vases, just such a wide variety. So it's been really fun to go, and it's a little bit more of a treasure hunt. But I also know that I'm going to find something that's, you know, really high quality, because I think some of the older items, things that were made many years ago, sometimes have better craftsmanship than something that was just made this year. So that's been, you know, really my experience, is finding just kind of these treasures and getting that really exciting aha moment of, whoa, this is going to be perfect. I think my mom's really going to love this.
Girl, and that is going to be so much more special, because a lot of times I've had situations where, since my mom and her sisters are so similar in the things that they like, my cousins and I have sometimes gotten them either the same or similar gift, not knowing, right? And so then they don't feel special. Right. Like my mom's like, you know, you bought your dad this Muhammad Ali shirt, and your uncle also got one. And so your dad said he doesn't feel special. And I'm like, I paid $85 for this damn shirt. What are you talking about? He doesn't feel special. But when you find these, you know, rare things, those gems, those, oh my God, I can't believe it's not butter items, it really makes a difference. Now you got to talk to me, because in this, you know, project that you've been working on, you know, I want to call it an experiment, but it is really a lifestyle and a life change. Talk to me about some of the places that you found, because, girl, look, we all still got shopping to do, and if you've been to a good thrift store and you're saving some money, we want to know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it depends on what people are looking for. So there is a great shop called Turquoise Vintage that's pretty close by in South Minneapolis, and it's amazing for vintage kitchen items. So they have a huge array of Pyrex. They have all sorts of really interesting lamps and decorations. Just a fun place to go to. And then if you're looking for more like clothing items, I would really recommend Forever Sailing. Is a small Black-owned thrift store right across the street from Mayday Cafe, and they have they try to have garage sale prices all year round. So it is really kind of a jackpot for clothing, and especially getting clothes on a budget. Yeah, those are my kind of big recommendations.
Okay, now listen, I got kids. Their friends are kids. Their church friends are kids. They've got school friends. They're all kids, girl. I've got to get kids. Did you see any toys?
Yes, absolutely. Forever Sailing definitely has toys. I also think St. Vincent's de Paul has a really great selection of books for all ages, toys for all ages. And they also have sports gear, which is kind of a great way to get like a baseball mitt or, you know, a Frisbee, some of those kind of gifts that kids might be looking for.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, you got to tell me what place surprised you the most where you walked in and was like, oh my God, I got to call all my friends.
I think that would be this sweet little spot. It's called Ease Emporium. The store itself is in an old house. And so you walk in and you kind of feel like you're entering like someone's home. And each room is really beautifully decorated with all of these things. And it kind of gives you a sense for what, you know, what each mug or what each item of furniture would feel like in your own home. They have a little kitchen area, and they actually have like a coffee stand set up. So you can go in there and kind of make yourself at home and get coffee. And it's just a different kind of shopping experience, I think, than going to one of the bigger box stores, getting something, as you said, that's, you know, maybe more mass produced. There's maybe, you know, hundreds of thousands of identical looking items. And yeah, Ease Emporium was a really unique shopping experience.
Now, other than the sale and finding something unique, we really haven't touched on the environmental impact of shopping secondhand. We got to take a quick commercial break, Malia, but I'm going to ask you to stick around because this has an impact beyond Christmas. You know, we are not going to be here forever, but we do want to leave this land behind for our children. And this land has been good to us, but we have not been good to it. And how the way you shop for Christmas can help the environment. Malia is going to talk more with us about that when we come back. It is 12:51. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Happy holidays. You are out there in this cold, hopping from store to store, trying to put something under that tree that'll put a smile on somebody's face. You're getting something for your BFF at the office, your longtime boo, your bae, your husband, your wife, those ungrateful kids of yours. It is the holiday season. It is the season for giving. But I read a story in the Star Tribune that says we can do things a little bit differently to not only keep a few more dollars in our pocket, but help reduce waste and help save our environment. And I had to invite Malia Becker on. She is with us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And she is saying this holiday season, shop secondhand. Now, Malia, we were just talking about all the gems, all the places in South Minneapolis and that you've gone to, that you enjoy, that you like, where folks can find kitchenware, clothes, and kids' toys. But the one thing that I wanted you to stick around and talk about was the impact that this has on the environment. And that's something that we don't really think about.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's something we've looked into a little bit. So a couple years ago in 2021, the Center for Biological Diversity, where I work, conducted a study, an analysis of waste and waste throughout the year. And we found that Americans actually generate 23% more tons of waste in December than in other months of the year. So each person actually generates about 36 more pounds of waste in December than in other months of the year. So it's a huge amount of waste and a huge increase in what we are throwing away in these holiday months. And that is such a hard reality to kind of hold at the same time as this, you know, celebration and this time of joy, this time of giving. So I absolutely think that shopping secondhand is this great way to reduce waste and to make sure that each item that we make, each item that we create, you know, has a longer lifespan. That even if we're kind of through with our use of it, someone else might get to have a whole nother lifetime, a whole nother story with that item.
And you know, we see the effects now of global warming. I should not be able to see my grass. I should not be able to see my tree should not still have leaves on them. Girl, this is supposed to be wintertime in Minnesota. We should not be freaking out because it's finally snowing and it is December the freaking 14th. You know, we should not be able to see our neighbors right now until May. You know, and so all these small things, whether it is recycling or it is composting or it is shopping secondhand, everything that we can possibly do to try to right the ship and fix the thing that we've done to the ozone layer by using that Aquanet hairspray, we need to make sure we try and get done. So this is just one piece of the puzzle to try and help save our environment, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And as you say, it's one piece of the puzzle. It's absolutely not the thing that's gonna, you know, save everything. But I think, as you said, it's a really important moment in time as we're seeing extreme weather. We saw Hurricane Helene in North Carolina and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. These instances, you know, in our seasons, in our day-to-day lives, are becoming really front and center. And absolutely doing everything we can, I think, is really important. And this is one of those ways and one of those things I think we can lean into, and not just for the environmental reasons, but also because these are financially hard times for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And shopping secondhand can be a really good way of saving a little bit of your pocketbook while still, as we said, you know, still finding something that people are going to feel really seen by and are really going to love.
Okay. For those folks who are listening to you and they're saying, she keeps saying where she works. What is this place? Somebody texts me. It's like, what is she talking about? Talk to them more about what you do and the company that you work for, because I'm talking about the column, but that came from research and the work that you do. And you poured into us the knowledge that you have so that we can understand the importance of shopping secondhand.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. Yeah. So the Center for Biological Diversity, it's a national nonprofit, and we really work to protect wildlife and the wild places that they depend on. So a huge amount of effort, a lot of our team is they're scientists and lawyers, and they are using the Endangered Species Act to bring lawsuits to protect species. So that's kind of a whole side of our work that I really appreciate but don't work on myself. And then there are a lot of other staff members who are doing more outreach, more creative media, and examining a lot of these human impacts on wildlife and tying together what is impacting wildlife, what is impacting our planet, and how it's impacting us, how it's impacting human health and our own communities, and saying, you know, a lot of these things that are damaging the wildlife habitat, are also, you know, polluting our air, polluting our water, and making it harder for us to enjoy the spaces in which we live. So that's more my role, and this Simplify the Holidays program is one part of that.
Well, thank you so much, Malia, for joining us. And I hope everybody is listening and they can do some fun holiday shopping secondhand for their family and friends. It is 1258. You're listening to The Shaletta Show, and we'll be right back.